well done, Aidan, to the players and yourselves. It was a real gutsy performance, but a clever performance, I thought. Your backs were very good and very tight, and you drove on in the second half, which is the time that you want young fellas to drive on in a game. And you, I suppose you led the charge to Dublin in that second half. They only scored 5 points in the second half.
Yeah, look, it was another tough match again tonight, you know. Like, again, like, the lads are playing with a lot of belief within themselves. So, like, you know, and, like, they're hurling to the structure. So, like, they're working for each other. The belief in themselves now, and the trust in the lads that are working around them. So, like, you know, they just stuck to the process tonight, and they ground out the win. Like, it was tough, but fair dues to them. They stood up man for man. You know, the subs we brought in again tonight, you know, different subs again tonight came in. They weren't out of place. So, like, it's, you know, it's, they're in a good place. But we keep on working. Like, we've... there's no silverware yet. We have a Leinster final now next Wednesday night against Kilkenny. So we just get back working. The lads are very disciplined in what they're doing off the pitch now at the moment. So we just work again for next Wednesday night.
Is it good that the schools, they're finished school, Aidan, that they've a little bit of time, I suppose, that they concentrate and stuff? I suppose before now, they might still be in school.
Yeah, look, it is a help. But like, a lot of these lads are holding down part-time jobs and that now as well. And they're being very disciplined. They're trying to work. They're trying to mind themselves. You know, like, these lads turn up 45 to 60 minutes before training. They're doing their own personal stuff. Like, so the commitment that these lads are putting in is second to none. And, like, it's great to see them getting the reward tonight. I know there was a small crowd here. But, like, for some of these young lads wouldn't have hurled in Wexford Park before or in a Wexford jersey. So for them to get that feeling, you know, like, it's great for them. It just builds their confidence.
Obviously, we all saw the performance of Owen Whelan last week and his physical strength and size. And he just slotted in the fullback this evening with ease. And I suppose when you were picking the team, you knew you needed to... strong guy in that number three position, because Dublin are quite big, actually.
Yeah, and look, Dublin are big and strong, and with, like, Owen had played fullback there. Like, you know, Dara was a massive loss to us, you know. But like, the strength, as I said to you last week, the strength is that 1-33. Like, you know, we redeployed Owen back to fullback. You know, moved around the lads. Like, and in all fairness, you know, nobody felt out of place or nobody was out of place. You know,
you were a good free taker, although he missed a few long ones, Luke. But when you have a free taker, it's always a big plus, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we capitalised on the opportunities tonight with the freeze. You know, he had one long one that he missed, all right. But, like, you know, Luke, he's so disciplined, he's so structured, he's practising day in, day out, you know. So, like, he's a great asset to the team, you know. But, like, he was good tonight again, you know. But, like, you know, I can't fault anyone. Like, and as we said at the end of the game, you know, in the huddle there, you know, it's 1-33 with these young lads, you know. And each of them are driving on, they're committing to each other, working again. We're back on Tuesday night again now, and we drive on for next Wednesday night.
No, next Wednesday night, Kilkenny, of course. Will you have much time to even, or will you even worry that much about the maiden?
Look, we respect every team. We'll analyse them. We look at their scores. We look at their stats tonight. We know their strengths and their weaknesses. But, like, we're very much focusing on what we're about. You know, if we don't, we can only control what we do. And like, that's the discipline that the lads have now. We work very hard in the tackle on the breaking ball. We're very disciplined. So, you know, we will analyse them. But we really is. This is what we're going to do and how we're going to bring it to the game to them next Wednesday night.
I thought we used the ball much better tonight than we did last week. Of course, I think the wide open surface of Chadwick's Wexford Park helps in that respect.
Yeah, I think, look, there was a bit of a nervous there last week, the first championship match going out and that, you know, so I think lads were that bit more settled tonight. But, you know, the hurl with freedom, you know, we picked up some great scores, you know, just running off the shoulder and that. So, like, you know, that's what they're doing in training as well. So, like, they're just getting used to it and it's instilling that belief into them.
And I saw you at the end, you know, near the end of the game, telling the lads to keep their shape. I'm sure that's the instructions that you were shouting out at, look, because you're inclined to bunch in the middle. But I'm sure that's what you were roaring at them.
Yeah, be disciplined in our structure, because, like, you don't want to bring a team onto either, and then errors can happen. So, you know, and that's why I said earlier on, like, it's just that trust and belief in the system we're playing. First out to the ball, take it on, win your primary possession, take it on, and, like, that's what they're doing.
Well, you're in the final now, Leinster final.
We're in the great, it's great, and I'm so happy for these young lads, you know, like, to be in it after all they're going through for the last 18 months, to be in the Leinster final now. It's just reward for them. But, like, you know, it's, you know, like, the Leinster finals are there to be won. Yeah. So that's what we're about now for next week.
And, of course, you know, a straight knockout this year, Ed.
Yeah, so look, it's you know, we just take every match as it comes now.
Great position to be in, though.
Yeah, look, it's a nice position, and it's great to be going back hurling. As I said to the lads, they don't want to be back here at the weekend or training and practice, and every one of them said around and yes, you know, and like that's what they want.
Do you feel you have a stronger squad this year, Aidan?
I think we have a different squad this year. I think we're very balanced, you know. I think it's, you know, like there's, I think we finished with 5 16-year-olds again today, as we would have had a lot of them last year. I think we would have had 4 or 5 on the team last year, and they've developed so much over the last year to lead this team this year. So really, and like this structure is a lot about development as well, you know, with this under 17 grade now. So like we have a different panel. We have a different panel, but by God, they're working hard.
Thanks, Aidan. Well done.
Thank you, Liam.
Thanks, Aidan.